have gotten a bad name in Washington, but they're, you know, for some, they are still constituent service. I mean, there are wasteful earmarks in, you know, most spending bills, things that out to the outside, you know, public look like, why is it in there? But then there's other things that really, you know, communities come to depend on. And as we like to say, you know, one lawmaker's earmark is another's constituent service. And so I think it's going to be really interesting to see where this debate goes. Today, we're hearing that the president, Obama, is supposed to, as he signs this measure into law, and he's got to do that quickly, because the CR does run out today. But as he signs this into law, he's going to use the occasion to outline new earmark rules and try to answer these Republican critics and that are led by Senator John McCain, saying, you know, the Democrats are playing fast and loose with earmarks and they're just trying to get their own spending priorities.
I mean, in many ways, Jordy, isn't, let me ask you, is anyone on the Hill saying this whole debate over earmarks is like concentrating on a hangnail while you're having a heart attack?
Right.
Because fiscally, the country has big issues, long-term issues. And the earmarks are such a tiny amount of the whole budget.
Right, and I think that's true. However, the Republicans, you know, looking for issues and needing to, you know, their best shot is to do pretty well in the midterms in 2010, and so they are going to hammer this issue home. They are going to try to paint the Democratic Party and the Democratic leadership in Congress as wasteful spenders. You know, you guys have written a blank check. You know, these people keep going out there and spending, and look at, they're not only spending your money in a wasteful way, they're doing it to, you know, benefit themselves. That's going to be their message, and the Democrats are going to have to defend themselves against that, and it will be interesting to see how President Obama's plan seeks to deal with this. Rather than being on the defensive the next 2 years, is he going to put in place something that looks like they are trying to do something about this process?
All right, so let's talk about a couple of the things that this 2009 budget does. There was an agreement with Mexico to allow trucks to cross the border and operate in the United States, and you know, there was a complementary program that happened in Mexico for U.S. trucks. So that's going to end, right? Those border projects that they were working on with the Transportation Department, that's over as of now.
Right. The Mexican truck program began in 2007 as a way to let the United States meet its NAFTA commitment to allow freer trucking operations. But it has faced opposition, you know, consistently in Congress.
Yeah, because of unionized trucking in this country, they don't really want the competition coming up from below the border.
Right. And also there has been some question as to whether it's really worked. There was a Transportation Department report that found that, you know, only something like 29 of 100 Mexican carriers were admitted to the project, so it didn't seem necessarily be working either.
Is there anything else in here that really upends some old Bush administration objectives?
Well, you know, there's this fight over the Cuba travel provisions, which basically at issue was the Bush era, as you point out, restrictions on Cuban Americans being able to visit their relatives in Cuba, as well as people who were traveling for, you know, arranging sales of agriculture and medical goods. This now, you know, takes care of that. So that's a change there. That was a fight that actually pitted a couple of former House Democratic colleagues, Representative Jose Serrano and now Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, against each other. So that was kind of an interesting side fight. And basically, there's, you know, a lot of this. It's a spending bill, so there's a lot of spending in there. That is, you know, some agencies have been waiting for, as you pointed out, a long time. There's major increases for food and consumer safety agencies, as well as Wall Street regulators. There's money for the FBI, for U.S. attorneys to forestall threatened furloughs, the IRS, some money for the Energy Department's Office of Science. So there's a lot of kind of interesting spending initiatives. I think people were so focused on the stimulus and what was in there, they forgot, you know, we've got a big spending bill just to fund the agencies until through the end of this fiscal year.
Well, agencies are really getting a double whammy, Jody, because in the stimulus bill, there's a lot of money to fix what they thought were old wrongs or longstanding problems and modernizations that needed to be done in agencies. But then it's repeated again in this bill, agriculture getting a 13% increase, for example.
Right. Yes, some agencies are doing well here, but you have to remember that, you know, they've been waiting for this. And so it's been a, you know, the last few months have been very difficult for a lot of agencies, not knowing what their spending level was going to be and not knowing if some of these programs were going to be funded. So, it's nice for them, and there's some programs that, they've been waiting for, but it's been kind of a long haul. And now again, you know, as soon as we finish this, we go on to next year's budget and next year's spending fights.
Well, they're already underway, aren't
right,
they?
Right.
I've been hearing, you know, even the members of the president's own party, some of the more conservative Democrats, are questioning the level of spending in 2010. In the midst of all that, then there's a discussion about yet another stimulus bill. So, you know, is everybody just covering their, you know, their, you know,
right.
bases?
Their tarp.
Yeah. Their tarp. Well, and I think, you know, the economy, as you pointed out, the economy is in a shambles. You know, we had Warren Buffett saying that, so, you know, it's got to be true. And that everybody just, you know, they're trying to sort of find a way to say, you know, we're on top of this, and before it gets worse, you know, we're trying to do things that if they won't turn the economy around, because nobody expects that in the short run, they at least will, you know, kind of cut down on some of the bleeding. So I think that's the talk about the next omnibus, the next stimulus bill. And, we'll just have to see what happens. But I do think that this earmark question for the Democrats could be a difficult one. I mean, they had trouble clearing this omnibus, and, you know, they're in charge of both chambers in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real question. If they can't do something about this, I think they've handed the Republicans a really good issue, and it could haunt them into the 2010 midterms.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider. She is senior editor for Congressional Quarterly. And then I guess finally I would ask, so which side is winning? The we must spend more or we must be fiscally conservative, do you think, at this point?
Oh, I think the spending side is winning. Clearly, you look at, you know, the huge, you know, stimulus that passed. You look at, you know, the TARP money continues to go out there. And, you know, the Democrats did get a lot of their priorities in this omnibus, and are expected to, you know, do well to fund those priorities in the upcoming budget. So I think that, there is a lot of spending. There's people who will debate each side of that, whether it's needed or not needed, but it clearly is an era where a lot of money is going out there, both to agencies and the states. I mean, the stimulus, a lot of that stimulus money is going right to the states.
So let the era of big government begin.
Well, that's what some would say.
All right.